Welcome to a radio cartoon.
S4E1.
You're listening to LMNOP radio station at 99.X. Located somewhere in a disclosed location in the galactic portion of the galaxy.
99.X, the blah.
Hello, it's just another temporalist day out here in outer space. The space station is doing well, and man, if we got something special for you today. man, it got me right in my lunch break. Anyway, here's a new song by Smith Mind. Check it out.
Scene change.
God, I have to tell you every week, Spud, these toilets aren't gonna unclog themselves.
Yeah, but Donnie, but I don't like having to plug the toilets every time.
Yeah, but my job isn't to do it. It's yours.
I know it's my job, but my hands are so dirty after work that I can't even make my quesadillas.
Spud, you can wash your hands when you're done. After work, use some soap. It's the easiest way to take care of a dirty day's work.
Donnie, I know that, but can't you think that maybe we could trade jobs every once in a while?
No, Spud.
I mean, all you ever do is the easy stuff.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Jeez, you scared the crap out of me, random customer.
Yeah, what the hell do you want, random customer?
Oh, I'm sorry to scare the crap out of you guys. It's just that I'm so tough. I mean, sometimes I scare the crap out of myself, especially when I'm out growling with my band. As a matter of fact, that's what brings me here. I'm out on tour right now, and I'm just wondering if you guys had a C-Train B&B that was available for me this weekend. I'm playing a show on Sunday and then on Monday, too, but I'll be leaving Tuesday morning.
Wow, that was a lot of information.
Yeah, a little bit more than I was expecting. Anyway, yeah, we got rooms.
Oh, sweet.
Go up into the front desk and handle it there. I'm too busy teaching this dimshit how to get work done.
Scene change.
Science is very fascinating. This we know. There's no real way around that. And so, rather than boring you with a bunch of silly mumbo-jumbo, I will jump right into the point of today's topic of discussion. Dimensions. Today with us, to speak about dimensions, is Scientist Bob.
Hello, I am Scientist Bob. Some people do not believe in dimensions, but I do, because I proved it with my experiments. I wish to show you two examples, and sure, I will tap into different points in time where certain famous artists are performing their songs live for audiences. Here's the first one. His name is Fletcher and the Rhythm.
And now, to make sure that you understand that it is not fake, I will show you another example. Once again, I will tap into different dimensions, 7 to be exact, and I will show you the next band who played at different points in time his songs, different songs. Here you are. This is Beanstalk.
scene change.
Stuck some feathers in his cap and called him Ralph and Tony. It's supposed to be Macaroni.
Scene change.
Bloop.
Scene change.
And now to listen to the new hit single, 14-Year-Old Frog by Skipper Splabdoo.
I'm just a 14-year-old frog. I spend my days sitting on a log all by myself. I love to sing croak, croak, croak. I love to sing croak, croak, croak.
That's Ben. That song.
Scene change. Out in the unwild yellow yonder, farther than any eye has ever heard, more spectacular than any nose has ever tasted, what they've said about it hasn't been seen until now. It's truly amazing. Absolutely spectacular. Kind of like a one-of-a-kind thing.
Coming to a theater near you.
The end.